This podcast has been brought to you by Disney Channel. Hello, my name is Hannah Souter. I'm an 8th grader at Five Forks Middle School in Mr. Kogan's Language Arts class. Today I will be talking about Disney World's ride called Splash Mountain and why it's considered offensive. Did you know that Splash Mountain has been at Disney World since 1989, while Song of the South was a movie made in 1946? Disney's Splash Mountain is based on an unrealistic, racist, and stereotypical movie called Song of the South. Disney is working on giving the ride a makeover, and people have petitioned for it to be inspired by Princess and the Frog. Many people collectively agree that Disney's Splash Mountain is racist and should be reworked to represent the 2009 animated musical, The Princess and the Frog. Let's talk to Alex Oh, a Disneyland employee. What is the movie Song of the South that Splash Mountain is based on about? Why is it so offensive?
Song of the South is a movie that takes place in the 1800s, and it paints an unrealistic picture of a Georgian plantation. Many people are offended by the movie not because of what it shows, but what it doesn't show. The movie is nothing close to what African Americans had to go through as slaves back then.
One last question. Why do you believe a Princess and the Frog ride should take the place of Splash Mountain?
The Princess and the Frog is an amazing movie, but has very little representation in the parks. Tiana could be one of the first princesses with a thrill ride, as well as giving her a much-deserved place in the parks.
Thank you for listening in on today's episode. See you next time.